السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Surah Al-Isra. I would encourage you to listen to the ayah and recite in a loud voice so that you can hear yourself and continue with the lesson.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا. إن المبذرين كانوا إخوانا وإخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا.
Inshallah, we will go over word by word and you can repeat in the pauses. In ayah 23, we start with the word وَقَضَى. So the beginning of the word is قَضَى, not well. So we emphasize with our voice the letter قَف. وَقَضَى. Two harakat. رَبُّكَ. Make the calf soft, the raw heavy. رَبُّكَ. Now next, عَيْن سُكُون, you are going to hold it for like 1.5 counts to 2 counts. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا. إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. There's a shadda on the ya, so we kind of push the sound a little bit more. إِيَّاهُ. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. It's where. Wow fatha makes where, not wa. Where. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَا. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ. Stretch the alif, and on the meem shadda we also stop for 2 counts. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ. The ba sukun has a qalqala. يَبْ. يَبْلُغَنَّ. Now, in the word عِنْدَكَ, this is noon is إِخْفَى, where we hide the sound of the noon. But we always look at the next alphabet. Here it is دَال فَتْحَ دَ, دَ. So feel with your tongue. When you say دَ, the position of the tongue is kind of flat. So when I say the noon, I'm going to keep that position. إِنْ. My tongue is kind of down. عِنْدَ. عندك الكبر. ب را. So ب is soft, را is heavy. عندك الكبر. أحدهما أو. ألف and واو makes أو and stretch the sound also a little bit. أحدهما أو. أو كلاهما. So كلا is 2 counts. أو كلاهما. فلا تقل لهما. So when we have the قاف, makes it تقل, not تقل, because you would completely change the meaning of the word if you didn't say the قاف clearly. تقل. فلا تقل لهما. Then the next word we connect the vowel أف ولا. أف ولا تنهرهما. وقل لهما قولا كريما. So here قولا لن becomes لن, because the next word is ك. When I say ك, my tongue has 3 parts, as I mentioned before, the tip and the middle and the back. So the middle part of the tongue goes up when I say ke. You can feel it. Say ke, ke. So it's like the tongue is like a curve going upwards. So it's hitting the roof. So when I say au lang, I've already made my tongue go up. The middle part of the tongue has gone up to prepare for ke. So the gunna on the lang is ready for ke. قولا كريما. Next ayah. وَه. Here is خَ is heavy. So وَه is soft. So when you go from the soft to the heavy, what we are focusing on is the elevation of the back of the tongue needs to be low when I say wa, but for ha it needs to go up. Wah, wah, and fium. Fi is soft. For dod, I curve the tongue like a scoop or like a spoon and I lift it upwards. Wah, fium. Wah, fium. Lahuma janah dhulli. Make the ha sound, not ha, because then you would be using a different alphabet. جناح الذل من الرحمة. So ra and then ha. So ra fatha is heavy, ha is soft. Rah. Open your mouth. For ra, the tongue has gone upwards. For ha, it's gonna go down again. من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما. Now here I want to mention something. When you have a raw sukoon, usually whether that raw is going to be heavy or soft, we look at the sign that goes before the raw sukoon. Okay, so here Rabbi has a bah as a kasra. Normally a kasra would make the raw light, okay, or soft, meaning my tongue is kind of down. But there are some exceptions. One exception is that when in between the kasra and the raw sukoon you have an alif which has a hamzatul wasl, okay, so that means it's not an original alif. If you are using the Uthmani script of the Mushaf, you will easily see the Hamzatul Wasl. If you are using the Pakistani one, then I don't know how it is written. But in this case, this Ra should be heavy. Rabbir. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. So Saad. So, not swa. I don't want to round my lips because it gives it a wow sound. If I say swa, swa, that's not the right sound. My lips should be more or less straight. It's the tongue that I'm forcing to go up in the back. So, so, sorry, sorry, ra. Next ayah, Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Repeat. The word a'lamu, the ayn, has a sukoon, so you need to rest there for a little bit. A'lamu. Don't go a'a. When I go up and down with my voice, it creates what is called a qalqala. We don't have qalqala in the letter ayn. Okay, those who know what I'm talking about, ayn is not a letter for bouncing. So I want to keep my voice steady. A'lamu bima, and two letter words. Bima, so I emphasize ba more than I emphasize meem. Bima fi nufusikum. Next part, in takunu. This noon is now ikhfa, but the following letter is ta. So when I say ta, ta, and feel the tongue is down, the teeth, the tongue, tip of the tongue is in straight line between your front and lower teeth. Ta, ta. So when I say in, I'm going to keep my tongue in that position, same position, it's going to be flat. In takunu salihina. Don't stretch the noon fatha to two counts. It is one, and that's the common mistake we make, that when we are coming to the end of a word, we stretch the sound. It needs to be one count to connect to the next one. صالحين فإنه. Here the who is to count.
كان للأوابين غفورا.
One common mistake we might make here is on the word lil. Lil, I want to keep my tongue right in the place behind my front teeth without dropping it. I'll give you two sounds. One is lil, where the tongue is resting. And if I drop it, I get this sound, lil. It's a qalqala on lam, which is very common to make this mistake. And when we are reading, we don't pay attention. So that would be a kind of mistake we want to avoid. So always make sure when you have a sukoon, don't quickly drop your tongue, unless it is a qalqala letter, which if you might know, qutbujat, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So there are five letters where we do let the tongue go back and we create a bouncing effect. But here we don't do that. لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. And غَ, not غَ. غَفُو, two counts. And رَ, it will be two counts. There are two tanween, fathas. So whenever tanween fatha comes, usually it comes on an alif, sometimes on other letters. But here we are going to stretch the fatha. We are going to keep that alif sound. غَفُورًا. Next ayah. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى. So what's going on here? Make sure ذَل, I keep my tongue in place, and قُرْ, this is a heavy ra. When ra sukun is preceded by a dhamma, the ra is heavy, and when it is heavy, I take the tip of the tongue up to the roof behind the front teeth, where the roof, it feels like a little wrinkly. You can explore with your tongue right behind the teeth, right behind the front teeth. You're going to feel a little bit of a bump, and then you will feel a smoothness. Then it starts to get wrinkly. So when it gets wrinkly, we want to take our tongue up there to make it heavy. Ur, ur, ba, two counts. Wa ati zal qur ba. حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. Next word, web. Here is a qalqala letter, ba. Ba sukoon. So what I do is I say web and then I open my lips again very quickly. Web. وَبَنَ السَّبِيلِ. Again. وَبَنَ السَّبِيلِ. وَلَا تُبَذِّجْ. Now this case, the ra sukun has got a kasra before it, and this is the normal situation where the ra will be soft. تُبَذِّجْ. تَبَذِّيرَ. تَبَ, again ba sukun qalqala, and z is soft sound. You keep the tip of the tongue under your front teeth. تَبَذِيرَ. Next ayah. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ. So always make sure when you have the noon with a sukun, with a shadda. Noon shadda, we have to stop for two counts. Meem shadda, noon shadda. Don't be hasty, huh? It's not inna, it's in the humming. Innal mubadhirina kanu, four counts or five counts. Kanu ikhwana shayatin. So the kha sukoon, we are going to hold it a little bit, maybe like a two counts, and also make sure we raise the back of the tongue. Say ikh. Open your mouth. Ikh. And then where is soft? إخوان الشياطين. وكان الشيطان. So طا with a fatha is طا. Back of the tongue up, middle part of the tongue a little dipped. Okay, it's not طوا, it's طا. وكان الشيطان لربه. Two counts. لربه كفورا. لربه كفورا. So inshallah, you can replay the recording and work on these ayahs. There are few verses here only, but I have given you almost word for word all of the things to be careful about for tajweed understanding. And if you will go over it and learn it, then you'd be very well advancing with your lessons, inshallah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.